Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for February 2006. February 10. A bright, glittering winter day. The air strung so tight it twangs. Not a cloud, not the least hint of wind, except now and then when a puff pushes a dust of powder over the snowpack. The sun blinds, but it scarcely warms. It blazes off the snow and flashes from the icicles that fringe the frozen eaves. Still, it's more of the sun we've seen in the past couple of months, and as it comes through the kitchen windows, it feels good. So good that a calico cat who is old enough to know better is fooled. She sits in the window looking over the white world. Not for 8 or 10 weeks has she ventured out there, but today she feels a deep prompting to go forth. The warm, bright window, the lengthening shadows in the yard, the longer days persuade her that winter is past. She goes to the door, bats at it with her paw, and sets up a pitiful meowing. The door is opened for her, and out she goes. So far, so good, but here's the thing. It's 15 below. The cat halts. She shakes herself. She shakes the snow off her feet. She fluffs up her fur. It's still 15 below. She's had enough. She returns to the kitchen door, bangs on it, meows, is admitted. Elapsed cat time outdoors, 30 seconds. That was half a minute too long. We're told to follow our instincts, our deep promptings, but sometimes our instincts are wrong. Winter isn't over yet, after all.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.